I was 9 years old when I first came into the station, and the then coxswain, Barney Buckworth, was quite keen to let me know my position. But then, you know, when you get to 17, with your parents' permission, you can join the boat crew, which I did in 1985. And so, yeah, 28 years on the boat this March coming.
For nearly three decades, Mike's been on standby, ready to answer the distress call of anyone who's run into trouble on this part of the East Coast near Redcar. And now his services and dedication to duty have been recognised.
I found out via a very nice-looking letter dropping through my letterbox on a Saturday morning, which I knew probably wasn't going to be junk mail, to be fair, by the quality of the envelope and the paper, and read to be informed that I was given the BEM.
And what was your first reaction?
Stunned silence. I was totally taken aback.
As the senior helmsman, Mike continually leads his team of volunteers into the sea to rescue those in difficulty. The lifeboat operations manager at Redcar is Dave Camish, and he told me that Mike doesn't just save lives at sea.
He came to me as a fresh-faced young lad straight from school and asked me politely if I would be prepared and willing to give him a reference for a job he was looking for. And I now find that he's one of the most senior officers within Cleveland Fire Brigade, and when he's not here, he's wearing a different hat, a different uniform. I've got to say that Michael is a very, very worthy recipient.
Although Mike will be the one picking up the BEM from the Lord Lieutenant of North Yorkshire, he's quick to point out that this award is also recognition for those he calls the unsung heroes in his own life.
We're not paid for what we do. People give up an extraordinary amount of time in their lives, and the effect on their personal lives is at times immense. The unsung heroes are the wives, the girlfriends, the partners. And of course, when the pager goes, we come here to go to a rescue, we enjoy doing it. And your family are at home with a ruined dinner or a ruined birthday party or picking up the pieces of having to leave at a time when they need you at home.
The RNLI is a service that many of us no doubt take for granted. So surely those that place their lives in danger on a regular basis are routinely honoured.
I've looked back as far as I can go in record books on shelves and in archives and so on and so forth, and I cannot find a national award such as this to a guy within his lifeboat service, certainly in living memory, and I think certainly there has been no comparable award within the last 100 years.
That's operations manager Dave Camish again. The BEM may have Mike's name inscribed on it, although, as the man himself points out, he'll be picking it up not for himself, but for the rest of his team.
Yes, it's an individual award, but you don't get awards for service with the RNLI as an individual. It's a team effort. All the volunteers that I've ever worked, you know, worked at the lifeboat station since I've been here. You can't do anything here by yourself. And so very much accept that award as part of the team.